In this bulletin, friends of an Australian man sentenced to death for drug smuggling in China call on the Australian government to secure his release. The Federal Health Minister says Australia will not be whole again until the Indigenous infant mortality rate drops. And a National Rugby League match postponed because of coronavirus fears. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Friends of an Australian actor and motivational speaker sentenced to death in China have called on the Australian government to step up efforts to secure his release. Carm Gillespie was arrested with more than 7.5 kilograms of methamphetamine in his check-in luggage in 2013, while attempting to board an international flight from Baiyun Airport in the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou. Roger James Hamilton says he believes his friend Mr. Gillespie was tricked into carrying the drugs and he shouldn't lose his life. Mr. Gillespie has a 10-day window to appeal the death sentence handed down by the Guangzhou Intermediate People's Court. Federal Minister for Trade and Tourism Simon Birmingham has told Sky News the federal government is providing Mr. Gillespie with consular support and Australia continues to oppose capital punishment in all circumstances.
Now, this is a reminder to all Australians, as is often the case when these sorts of consular cases come up, that Australian laws don't apply overseas, that other countries have much harsher penalties, particularly in relation to matters such as drug trafficking. But obviously this is very distressing for Mr. Gillespie and his loved ones, and our government will continue to provide consular assistance to him, and of course will continue to make representations as we do right around the world against the use of the death penalty.
The Morrison government is investing $35 million into 42 national Indigenous health projects. These projects include ending avoidable Indigenous deafness, ending avoidable Indigenous blindness, and helping to eradicate chronic kidney disease. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia will not be a whole nation until the gap is closed between Indigenous and non-Indigenous infant mortality rates. Labor's health spokesman Chris Bowen says his party welcomes the announcement.
I note that the funding is from an existing allocation, the Medical Research Future Fund. It's not new budget money. Nevertheless, every dollar that's spent on Indigenous health is a welcome dollar, and I welcome the commitment today.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has confirmed the state will further ease coronavirus restrictions on the 22nd of June. Up to 50 people will be allowed inside a range of venues, including cinemas, theatres and cafes. But a density rule of 4 square metres per customer will remain. The announcement came as the state recorded 9 new coronavirus cases, 5 of which were linked to known outbreaks. Premier Andrews says his government is taking a cautious approach to easing restrictions as the state experiences some of the lowest levels of transmission it has seen in months.
That just gives you a flavour of some of the changes that we're making. They are cautious, they are safe, they are designed to open up as much as we can safely without running the risk or us contributing to the risk of a second wave.
Meanwhile, New South Wales announced it would scrap its 50-person limit on indoor spaces from July, in line with changes announced by Scott Morrison after Friday's National Cabinet meeting. Outdoor venues of up to 40,000 capacity will be able to fill up to 25% from the 1st of July. And from today, there is no cap on people at funerals as long as people comply with the 4 square metre rule. Premier Gladys Berejiklian urged people to continue to comply with physical distancing.
It's because the community has come together and stuck together that we've been able to get to where we are, and we really need this to continue. I don't want to see us go backwards. I don't want to see us have to pull back on anything that we've eased. So what will work? This will only work if all of us continue to stick together, and I urge everybody to do so.
It comes as the state had its first locally acquired COVID-19 case in weeks, involving a female teacher at Laguana Street Public School in Caringbah South, which will now be closed until the 24th of June. And to sport in the NRL, Bulldogs forward Aidan Tolman has been cleared of COVID-19, but officials have decided to stick with the plan to postpone Sunday's Canterbury versus Sydney Roosters game until Monday. One of Tolman's children attends a school in the Sutherland Shire, where a staff member has tested positive for the virus. The Bulldogs released a statement saying the COVID-19 test for Tolman has come back negative. Bulldogs boss Andrew Hill says as a precaution, all players and staff within the club's 49-person biosecurity bubble will be tested and cleared over the next 24 hours. The Bulldogs-Roosters game will now be played at 7 p.m. on Monday at Western Sydney Stadium in Parramatta. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, possible shower 21, Adelaide showers 17, Melbourne shower 217, Hobart shower 216, Canberra early frost partly cloudy 14, in Wollongong wind easing sunny 20, sunny also in Sydney 20, similar conditions for Newcastle, Brisbane partly cloudy 25, Cairns possible shower 29, and Darwin sunny 33. This is SBS News.